switch from the current Mount Branson.
I think we'd rather keep the new and let them keep the old.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But it's something that definitely can be explored. So the
well,
new
no, alignment. No. Here, well, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and finish.
The new alignment, just so you're aware, there will be three bridges. So the maintenance would be more than just a typical roadway. But yes, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So the options that exist out there, obviously there's always a do-nothing option based on funds and everything available at the time. Obviously, the consequences of do-nothing, you continue to have a safety issue. Economic development continues to move along, but not at the rate that everybody in the county would like to see it because of the opportunity for a lot of development along this corridor. There's also the option of all hands on deck. The current Tiger Grant application is due October 16th. Like I mentioned earlier, the project is it is an ideal Tiger Grant project, but it's not been taken to the level that would typically be successful for Tiger Grant applications. In that, they want to have a clear schedule, and until you get the right of way acquired, the utilities start getting out of the way as well, and you have a better set of engineering drawings, you just don't score well against the other types of projects all throughout the country. So that's my recommendation, would kind of avoid going for the Tiger Grant at this point in time, but taking the next step to prepare this project so when the next round of infrastructure funding comes out, this project will be front and center. It has the political backing for taking it to the next step, because these grant programs are highly political as far as getting support of the politicians so they can help lobby at the federal level. There's definitely a lot of support for the project. It's going into a very, very tourist-developed area, but there's a lot of incentive to continue that development, to provide better services for the citizens, and be much in a much better position to get a big chunk of the funding for this project. Typically, with federally funded projects, with the Tiger Grant program, they don't want to have to pay 100% of the project. They would rather be on the 50 to 70% side, to where they're providing the funding for up to 75% of the project, and then the other local sources, whether it be private, public, however those funds are put together, would be obviously the other 25%. And especially if you can get private to allow money to be spent on the project too, it burdens it takes the burden off the taxpayers and puts it onto the companies that will benefit from a project like this. So there's a lot of interest here. I mean, you'll see the room is full of people that are very interested in seeing this project go forward. There's a lot of community support. As far as just a little bit about my background, I work for Olson Associates. We have a local office in Branson. I live in Whitetail Crossing, so I'm actually a Taney County resident. So I'm local. I see the advantage of this project. I know this project would garner a lot of interest from consulting firms all over Missouri. But there is an important aspect of this project in that, we have relationships with Rick, with Jonas, with Chad, with MoDOT, with all the partners. And this is going to take, in order for this project to be successful, this is going to take a partnership unlike a lot of projects ever seen. But this project is very critical for the entire county. It can push us into the next level for luring these manufacturing type jobs, these good paying jobs for all of our taxpayers. There's not many negative aspects to this project. I don't think you'll get a lot of people being critical of this project because they see the importance of the safety aspect and proximity to the schools and providing emergency services with an increased response time. We've been successful with Tiger Grant applications. Individuals within my firm have experienced, we've got projects over in Joplin that have benefited from Tiger Grant applications and getting the Tiger funding and CDBG funding, which deals with the industrial side. So we have a lot of experience company-wide with that. Like I said, we have local offices here, Branson, Springfield. If this project does go forward, based on the supporting information, I would be your local point of contact. I would be the transportation project manager for Olson if we are given an opportunity to do this project. Like I said, I live here in Taney County. I drive this road every day. I would take the new road. So I think a lot of people throughout the county would echo that, that they would take the new road too, because of the safety and some of the accidents that I've seen on 76. The one recently, over the weekend, yesterday, stopped traffic in both directions, and there was it was a head-on collision where the car went across the center line. And so it's just, these accidents are going to continue to occur. My company has over 1,100 professionals in 28 offices. So if I don't know how to do something, we definitely have support with company-wide, and we have one of the other advantages is we offer all services, so the work would not have to be subcontracted out. So we would be able to perform all the work for this type of project, including assisting with the grant writing, which is a huge advantage in both cost of the project as well as schedule for getting the project complete. I hope you guys all see that this is a very critical project, and we've got the support for the whole community. I could have brought more people that would have, I'm sure, would have came here on short notice, but it is critical for Taney County, and really to hammer that home for future development in the county, safety increases. I think it's a great project, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have regarding this project, or if there's anything I can be of assistance on. I've got an office right in the Commerce Bank building in Branson.
Do you guys have anything?
I think he touched on all my concerns.
Yeah. The problem I have is, and I'm not saying I'm either for it or against it. That's not my.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is, and I understand it's a sales pitch. It's a sales pitch.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
Not somewhat. Yeah. It's a sales pitch. Yeah. Talked about your concerns, you talked about emergency services. I'm pretty sure emergency services, especially the ambulance district, who is the one that's located at the industrial park, has locations spread throughout the county. I think they advertise a 3-minute or a 5-minute response time no matter where you're at in the county. I guess I don't appreciate, you work for a firm that's going to benefit greatly financially if you get to be the one that does this project. Am I wrong?
We would have to compete for the project.
I understand that. I said if you were to get the project, you would financially benefit greatly.
True.
Okay. What about the businesses that are existing on Highway 76?
And that would be a challenge that definitely through public meetings and bringing everybody up to speed on the project. With any project, there's always going to be naysayers.
There is. And I always play devil's advocate. Yeah, I could agree with you 100%, and I'm still going to play devil's advocate. You can ask Rick about that.
And I appreciate that,
You say you live at Whitetail Crossing. Your child care is on
T Highway.
I don't know that you would drive all the way down 65 to take the corridor over to, I'm assuming, BB. And then backtrack back to T Highway. I don't know that that's necessary.
I know my wife would because she hates driving 76.
Okay, but if the traffic's no longer there, you'll probably drive it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those are my things. And I understand this was put on the agenda Friday?
Sure.
Thursday.
Sure, Thursday. Yeah.
And so, yes, you were able to fill the room. I guarantee you nobody out in the county knew about it. So just be careful with those types of comments and statements, especially with me, because I don't appreciate those. The all or nothing, the hey, everybody wants it. In 2009, not everybody wanted it.
Yeah.
It was voted down pretty heavily.
Yeah.
Talk about new economic development, talk about manufacturing. None of those things have come. And I'm not a big believer in if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
So anyways, just be careful with those statements with me. Now, these two, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm all for looking into what's going to be best for Taney County as a whole.
Yeah.
And obviously, I represent the western side. So, I mean, I'm going to focus on what's best for western Taney County, which in turn is best for the entire county. And same thing in the eastern county. That's what's best for, I mean, so anyways. Just like I said, with me personally, know that that throws up a lot of red flags.
Sure.
There were several red flags. But One thing, you said a couple of things that surprised me, but one of them was that the county or city would take over the east-west maintenance of it. That's the first I've heard of that. I thought the state would maintain it and we would pick up other roads that the state were doing and so forth. Not that that's an issue now, but it would be for later. I had not heard that before.
Yeah, it would have to be like a kind of a transfer of ownership where the current 76 would be turned over to the city and the county.
And I just had not heard that before in that way.
Sure.
And I...
We need to get some more voices here.
I'm Chad Zickfus with MoDOT.
Hi.
In years past, there's been some preliminary discussions with the county and with surrounding communities that if the east-west corridor were built, constructed to open the traffic, then MoDOT would consider taking over ownership and maintenance of that new route in exchange for the county and surrounding communities taking over ownership of some smaller routes in the area. Maybe it's 76, maybe it's BB, maybe, we don't know, but we wouldn't, it would be up to the county and the local communities to build the roadway and open it, and then we would be open to discussions taking over ownership and maintenance in exchange for other routes in the area. So that's about as far as the discussion has gone.
That's kind of the way
it's an option.
Let me add a couple of questions here. That certainly is a well-traveled path. We've done that numerous times across the county when we did road improvements. So that's nothing that we haven't done for several years, including Highway 165 and other routes that we have worked on in that same thing. I want to talk just a little bit to Commissioner Williams' comments about the Mount Branson business community there. One of the things that detracts from that area, and I think many of us were around in the days when Kmart was here. So I'm going to tell you about my experience with Kmart. I would go to Kmart because the other choice was to go to Walmart on the strip. So I would go to Kmart hoping I would be able to find what I was looking for, knowing that the chances were probably remote that I'd go there. Well, then I'd wind up having to go into the strip. Well, why didn't I want to go to the strip? There was Walmart, it was a sure thing. Well, it's because there was too much congestion. It was just very difficult to go in there, and I think most of us can recognize that. I believe that people that want to shop on Mount Branson aren't creating the congestion. I think that the businesses on Mount Branson are not just drive-up, pass-by businesses. I think most of those are destination businesses, whether they're fuel stops, little restaurants, whether they're repair shops, auto shops, sign shops, the things that are there, are people are going to those locations. They're not just having to stop by. Also, too, something that I found on the when we did the preliminary work for the bridge improvements downtown was that 90% of that area is reoccurring traffic. It's not tourists just going back and forth. It's our workforce and it's our local residents. So they make those decisions at home. And so if they have alternative routes, I believe it would be more attractive to shop at Mount Branson if you weren't going into these types of messes. The other thing it offers, of course, is the idea. Earlier this year, Mr. Callie Caperna was killed by a cement truck on that route. I think I don't know if anyone here is familiar with the accident ratio at Lakeshore Drive, but all of those speak to that particular route and heavy construction and truck traffic having to be on that when that route may not be up to the task. And the other thing is having the 156-foot bluff down along the lake, improving that, widening that, making those improvements are very, very cost prohibitive, not impossible, but that's an issue. So you take that into account. Now, there's a couple of other things that I think are worth noting here. Taney County has already made a decision that this is the top priority on the transportation matrix and submitted it to MoDOT as such. So the idea to come back and wonder whether this is the right move or not, that's interesting. But I would say that it looks like that decision had already been made and it's already been submitted and we're already in competition.